You have just stepped into a Crest-Free Zone with Dr. Pat Basile. What is Crest? Well, Crest is that stuff that stands between you and what you want out of life. Crest is what keeps you stuck. Crest is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living your deepest heart's desire. So get ready to do some serious crest busting with Dr. Pat Basile and break through those layers of crusty conditioning to reveal the unlimited possibilities available to you to live your life full out. Dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, good morning, everyone. Guess what? The question is for today. Power, power. Who's got the power? We're going to be talking about that today. My special guest, Brenda Miller, is here with me. Brenda is a certified professional coach, a certified radical forgiveness coach, and her concept that she has created, radical awareness. We are going to be talking about power today. Now, for those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I am here with Brenda Miller. She inspires, facilitates, and teaches people to empower themselves and take ownership of their lives. Now, what does this mean? Why is this important? We're going to talk about this today. But basically, the bottom line with Brenda is this. Her vision is a world full of people who have learned to neutralize the negativity associated with the word victim and the word perpetrator. So we are here with Brenda Miller. Thank you for joining the show today, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Power, power, who's got the power?
Yeah. Who has the power? We all have the power, right? You have the power, I have the power, everybody out there listening has the power. They just don't. Lots of people just don't get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a good thing for us to talk about this morning.
It's a great thing to talk about. I'm always amazed how, you know, a topic will come up on one of my radio shows that's exactly what I need to hear and talk about for that day.
Okay. You need a little bit of surge of energy there, huh?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, there are questions that we'll explore today, you know, but it's really hard sometimes, isn't it, for people who feel like they're, you know, at the bottom of their game, you know, down
absolutely.
And out in L.A. or something.
Yep.
And it's hard for them to think, power girl, who's got the power? Me, I got the power? No, I don't have the power.
Right. I agree with that.
So, you know, let's start with this conversation about what kind of power we're talking about. I think that's important for folks to know.
Yeah.
We're not talking about pumping up the power, going to the gym and lifting, you know, 500 pounds or something.
This when is true. I'm talking about personal power, which is the stuff we all really want to feel and get to know and understand that we've got it. It's our vital life force energy. Simply put, I'm talking about personal power, which is the very energy that runs through our bodies and gives us our very life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we don't have to do anything at all to get this, to receive this energy. We don't have to, do anything at all but be born. That's basically all we have to do.
So we pop into this world and we have it.
We have it. Energy is constantly streaming into our physical bodies where it's then pumped through these seven energy centers, which a lot of us know about are called chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And these chakras are located along the length of the spine, from the top of our heads to the base of our spine. So it's along the whole length of our bodies. And the chakras are, they're like 4 to 6 inch tiny wheels or vortexes, and they act like valves which allow or block our energy from flowing freely up and down our bodies. So, depending on how we feel and what we're thinking, those little valves are opening and closing all the time. So basically, that's, you know, in a very, very little short form,
mm-hmm.
you know, how our power gets there and the fact that we all have it.
Well, so, you know, if these valves are not opening, meaning they're either clogged up with something or they're just, you know, just don't have the kind of energy we need to open them
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
then it affects how we stand in the world, right?
Absolutely. It surely does. If we feel, we can't see inside of our bodies and see those chakras. A lot of people don't even know these words.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, whether you know it or not, And this is a metaphysical concept because you can't really see chakras any more than you can see an aura.
Or electricity, for that matter.
Exactly. So it's just that, metaphysically speaking, this is an energy system that I'm talking about. And we really can't see into our bodies and say, oh, well, that chakra around your heart is closed. Rather, we can feel, if we feel constricted physically in our physical body, if I feel constricted around my heart, the heart center,
mm-hmm.
it's a signal to me, well, perhaps my heart chakra is closed. And all that means is that it's a tell for me. It's like a big flag. Hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got some stuck energy there, you know?
How does this manifest in our day-to-day? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are plenty of places that I could think of that we get stuck. For example, when I did a little Google search not too long ago on the word stuck, I think I got over 2 million, you know, hits coming back. You know, stuck in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's great, because I use that word stuck all the time. So stuck to me, when I say stuck, I mean I feel jammed up. I can actually feel some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel discomfort in my body. I can feel like emotionally sad.
Mm.
Okay, I can feel feelings of worthlessness. Being stuck to me is anything other than feeling absolutely power on, which to me means high energy, excited, passionate, living life full out.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, which is your famous slogan,
uh-huh.
living life full out, right?
Yeah.
Anything to me other than living life full out is being stuck somewhere, meaning to me my energy is stuck. That's when I say stuck, that's what I mean, and perhaps maybe you can think of some other examples to give the folks what's on your mind about what else is stuck. That's where my head is. What do you think about stuck?
Well, what I think about it is, you know, it's a very interesting concept, and I love how we're talking about how it's related to power,
mm-hmm.
Personal power, and I want to say that again. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Pat Basile here with Brenda Miller, and we are talking about power, who's got the power. The bottom line is each and every one of us has the power. And so when I think about being stuck, what happens is, for me, is I think about being stuck in some negative conversation with myself.
Mm.
I think about, you know, the stuff, you know, the stuckness that comes up when your mind is filled with thoughts that are all about limitation. And the word that you use is, you know, victim. You know, so when I think of that stuckness, I think about how, you know, the mind, you know, takes over our lives and would have us think that we are less than magnificent. And so that would be a drain of power, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know your callers have the ability to call into the show, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I think this is a great conversation because you just put another light on feeling stuck, and I'd love some input from your listeners. Just for everybody's sake, about what stuff feels like to them.
Let me give this number out.
Yeah.
For those of you that are out there and you're thinking, what the heck are we talking about? What is stuck? Want to hear from you, your point of view, your thinking on stuck and how it relates to your personal power. Callers, 1-888-335-5204. 1-888-335-5204. And if you're listening on the internet and you want to send an email, send an email to live, L-I-V-E, at crustbusting.com. That's live at crustbusting.com, and we'll take your questions via email.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know,
as you were getting that out, I was just thinking of some other ways of being stuck. In your physical body, people who are experiencing any kind of physical symptoms, you know, anything at all, a headache, a backache, having a cold, that's an indication that your energy is stuck, okay? That's a physical tell that your energy is stuck. Some of the things I was talking about before, and you were talking about the mind, Pat. I was talking about the emotions before, and now
mm-hmm.
I just gave some examples of physically how you can tell if you're stuck. And, again, we're talking about our power, our energy being stuck or jammed up. It's not flowing freely. And responding to, well, you know, how do we know that?
Yeah, okay. So now, you know, in the scheme of things, right, we get a sense now that we're stuck. Whether it's a little, a lot, doesn't make it any
right.
difference at all. But we get the sense that
yeah.
here we are, and we are like, oh, my goodness, I'm feeling like I'm just not ready to take the day on.
Yeah.
What do people do about this?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good question, too. Like, if people are listening to this and they're saying, well, you know what, I feel like any one of those things Pat or Brenda was just discussing. As a matter of fact, some people don't know anything else but those feelings we were just discussing.
Well, let's take a short break. Let's hold that answer.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. There are some people that are thinking, wait a minute, I'm stuck all the time. This is
exactly.
like my life.
Exactly.
Well, let's take a short break and, you know, hold off on the answer to that question. Give people a chance to either call in or email me. Again, if you'd like to call in and have a chat, we'd like to hear from you what stuck means to you. 1-888-335-5204. That's 1-888-335-5204. I'm here with Radical Awareness Coach Brenda Miller. We are talking about power, power, who's got the power. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, right here every week, Voice America. I'm America's Voice. We'll be right back.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Go, go, goji! Author of the Vitamin Bible, Dr. Mindell, has discovered the most nutritionally dense food on the planet. And it comes in the form of a delicious juice. Here are some of the results.
Rocky, Jackson, Mississippi. I had severe arthritis from a back injury. In 2 days, I had no more pain.
This is Ray Riedel from Yakima, Washington. My blood sugar count dropped 60 points in the first 10 hours thanks to goji juice.
Joni from Florida. I had an irregular heartbeat for the past 40 years. I feel wonderful now.
I had high cholesterol. In just 5 days, it dropped from 230 to 167. Thank you, goji juice.
Call in and ask for your free copy of the Women's World Weekly Magazine article on this major, major breakthrough, the Himalayan goji juice. And don't forget to request a free copy of the Himalayan Health Secret. Call now, 1-800-301-5990. That's 1-800-301-5990. And remember, go, go, goji.
Are you ready to move onward and upward physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Shift happens through professional coaching with Brenda Miller. Begin your journey of self-exploration and learning. Join certified professional coach Brenda Miller in a client-coach partnership. For more information, call Brenda at 206-529-8282. That's 206-529-8282. Or visit BrendaMiller.org. That's BrendaMiller.org.
How can you have a better life on your terms? You can have a better life because you can become better. Stop waiting for everything around you to change. Tune in every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Voice America for Life on Your Terms with David Martin. David Martin, an internationally recognized speaker, will teach you what successful people are doing. So join us Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for Life on Your Terms with David Martin, right here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Have you ever thought about owning your own company? How about a tea company? Fully developed and ready to go, complete with tea tins, labels, trademark, website, graphic design, and more. For more information, please call 425-776-2170. The number again is 425-776-2170.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining the show today. I'm here with Brenda Miller. We are talking about power, power. Who's got the power? We want to tell you that you've got the power. Brenda, thank you so much for joining the show today. We were talking about power. How do you know when you have it, and what do you do about it? But before we get into that question, I'd love for you to give out your website, a little information about how people can find out more about you and talk a little bit about your upcoming event.
Oh, sure. My website is www.brendamiller.org, that is. And my phone number is 206-529-8282. I am a coach, as Pat has told you, and I coach people everywhere in the world because I do most of my coaching on the phone. So Pat did mention that I also do radical forgiveness coaching, which I haven't talked about much yet. I probably will do more of that in the next time I'm on Pat's show, maybe next month. We can talk about it a little today if we have time. However, there is a radical forgiveness ceremony, which I'm having at the Seattle Central Community College on June 18th from 2 to 4:30, and it will be a $30 investment of your money. And if you're interested, you can call me and I can give you further directions.
Great.
At 206-529-8282. Or if you have a pencil and paper and you like taking down a lot of phone numbers, you can call the college directly, 206-587-5448.
Well,
yeah.
That's great.
Right. There's more information about those ceremonies if we don't get to it today on my website under Radical Forgiveness Ceremonies.
That sounds great. And, you know, folks, if you want to find out more about Brenda, you certainly can go to her website, brendamiller.org, and check it out. Okay, we started to talk about this thing called being stuck and how it clogs up our personal power.
Right.
And you and I were kind of joking during the break. I swear that I'm going to do a show that's called, you know, like Oprah has Oprah After.
Yeah, what we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bloopers.
We're going to do Dr. Pat After show, because some of the stuff we talk about during the break is just like unbelievable. We were talking about times in our lives, you and me, when we have been just absolutely walking around like zombies.
Yep.
And not really knowing we're stuck.
Even knowing we have any power, right?
That either.
Yeah. That's what we were really laughing about. About we were saying how, you know, we were walking around saying, well, is this as good as it gets?
Yeah.
You know, and me reminding myself and dating myself about the song that was, is that all there is?
Yeah, is that all there is?
You know?
Right.
I think I'd like to just tell folks that the way you can simply know that you're powerful, the very first step is to just know it. Become aware of the fact. So take what I said today about the fact that you have the energy and that that's all it is. This is not magic. The very first thing is to become aware that I am powerful. Just look in the mirror and say that. Even if you don't feel it, understand that you already are literally full of power. Powerful. That's
mm-hmm.
the word, okay?
Right.
And you're just like a tall floor lamp that's plugged into an electrical outlet and turned on all the time. The power running through the lamp is live current, and so is the power running through you. So the very first thing is become aware. I'm powerful. Now, the next thing is how am I going to feel that, okay? So the first thing is to know it. The next thing is to, I would think you would want to feel it.
Yeah, because that's about vibration.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
right.
if you're not feeling it, you can still go through the motions until you do feel it, but ultimately you
right.
want to feel it in every cell of your body.
Exactly. So I'm going back to those chakra things,
mm-hmm.
and remember I said to you that probably at least one or more of them is stuck and you can't see it. And what you can do, though, is start to become informed about this kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, there are books, and I'm not going to refer you to anything in particular, but there are many, many books out there, and maybe, Pat, you have a favorite about chakras and about how to clear them. There are
mm-hmm.
just simple exercises you can do by yourself, and you don't even have to really believe that much or know that much about metaphysics to have this stuff work.
It's pretty, once you get familiar with it, and by the way, another way to get familiar is to just go on the internet and
right.
just
check
it out. There's
because
lots of information.
Yeah, that's a great piece of information. A lot of people out there are not computer literate, though. I mean, I think that Pat's suggestion is great because I myself have gotten informed about chakras. Even though I've read many books, it's the simplest way. And then there are many books out there. And then, beside that, just sit down quietly with yourself and examine. Just really think to yourself, well, you know, I'm hearing about this stuck energy. Well, where do I feel stuck? Where in my body do I feel like I'm stuffing emotions?
Mm.
And where does it feel tight? Where do I feel constricted? And perhaps just close your eyes and think about asking your body to speak to you. You know, actually ask it. Ask the part of your body that may feel tight or tense or anxious. Just ask it what it has to say to you. You might be surprised if you get an answer. And the answer is right on target. The only advice I want to give you is don't allow the person inside of you, the negative self-talker inside of you, not the person, but your ego mind,
mm-hmm.
to sabotage that.
Well, that can happen. You know what we call that thing on this show.
What do you call it?
That's a crust ball.
Oh, that's a crust ball.
Yes.
In coaching, I call it a gremlin, or I call it, for generically, I call it the ego mind.
It is the ego mind.
You know, it's the mind. It's the part of us that keeps us attached to our reality, our physical reality, and it's really a good thing. I mean, we don't want to get rid of that. However, we do want to be able to manage it. You know, we don't want it to take us over and run our lives. And for many of us, it does run our lives, you know. And, you know, my belief is it's got a purpose because it keeps us connected to the fact that we're physical. However, the wise self inside of us, I'm not sure what you refer to as the wise self,
mm-hmm.
But our wise self sits quietly all the time and will not fight to be heard. It's just there. And it's waiting to be tuned into. And it's always available. The ego mind will always out scream it and always overcome it if you let it. Okay, part of our challenge as human beings is to understand that we are spirit. Okay, we're really spiritual beings enjoying a human experience. And
mm-hmm.
we must understand that the ego mind is afraid of that part of us. The ego mind is afraid if we listen too closely and too much to the wise self that maybe we won't listen to it anymore. And it's really not true because that's the part of us that keeps us connected to the Earth planet. And I don't think any of us on this listening here are ready to leave.
You know, there are some people that, you know, would share that they, you know, have gone through this feeling powerful, have gone through, you know, parts of their lives where they have felt the power,
right.
the energy,
right.
the force within them. They have felt all of that. And for whatever reason, they're now living on the dark side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they feel like they lost it.
How appropriate is this when,
yeah.
you know, this Star Wars movie coming out? But it's true. You know, it's kind of once you feel like you're centered in the power of, you know, of that good feeling, and then the next minute you're sitting there and you feel like you've lost all of your power and you're thinking, what the heck happened to me?
Right.
How
right.
did this happen?
Yeah. And I guess some good examples of that are like people who possibly have been downsized from jobs, right?
Mm-hmm. I would know a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, downsized from jobs, rejected by a significant other, okay? Or, you know, I mean, there's so many examples out there that the Pat's presenting. You know, any of us who've enjoyed our power are not power on 24/7. I would have to say that.
Mm.
The thing that's important for us to remember is, and a lot of people think, well, I lost my power. What happened, you know? Or some people don't even realize that they've faded, that they just don't feel right anymore, but they're not even paying attention. And the truth of the matter is that you can't lose your power. You can't lose it. And as long as you're alive, your life force, your energy is flowing through you because that's your power. So what's really happening is that you have chosen to give your power away to somebody else or some organization or something, some cause, and you've really decided, your choice, not to feel your personal power for a while. And like I said before, you could feel flat or deflated or lonely, or you could feel out of sorts. You may feel like you've lost control of some part of your life, or, you know. But really what's happening is that you're living according, you're now letting your ego self rule your life at that point. You're probably, if you pay attention, are not listening to what your wise self has to say about how to live.
Okay.
And how to be.
Well, you know, when we come back, what I want to do is, we'll take a short break in a minute here. What I want to do, Brenda, is talk about some of the emotional states that, you know, show up in this place of, you know, stuckness and when we lose our power. And, you know, what can we do? What can each of us do to, you know, move up that level of vibration? What can we do to raise, you know, our level of emotion? And really, you know, blow the idea out of the water that we have to stay in that place of humiliation, of anxiety, of regret, of despair. You know, these are places we don't have to live. And we'll talk more about how to take yourself up a notch, you know, just absolutely knock it up a notch so that you can step forth into your power. Well, I'm here today with Brenda Miller. We're talking about power, power, who's got the power. And if you are listening right now, you could certainly call into the show at 1-888-335-5204. And that's 1-888-335-5204. Or send me an email at live@crustbusting.com. I'm Dr. Pat Basile here with Brenda Miller. We will take a short break. And when we come back, let's talk about those sticky emotions that happen to us or that we have happened to us. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Connecting your world, the Internet's number one talk and information station, VoiceAmerica.com.
Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenics, a unique cleaning nutritional system. Find out why well-known authors Jack Canfield, co-author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and John Gray, author of Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus, both use and endorse this amazing nutritional technology. Thousands of people just like you are benefiting from this breakthrough cleansing, nutritional, and fat-burning program. Find out how you can benefit by calling 800-550-0742. That's 800-550-0742. And listen to Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Don't diet. Take control of your health. Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenics. Imagine losing 5 to 15 pounds in 9 days with our unique cleansing nutritional system. Call 800-550-0742.
How does the idea of adding 20 years to your life appeal to you? Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time
for the Liquid Love Show with Louie Mott.
The Liquid Love Show is about micromanaging your physical body
so that you can activate all of your
68 trillion cells.
On the show, you will discover the secrets of cellular renewal that bring about fully satisfying physical, mental, emotional, and sexual life, as well as teach you why people in China are living to be 100 plus years without any degenerative diseases.
Once again, that's the Liquid Love Show with Louie Moss, every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to move onward and upward physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Shift happens through professional coaching with Brenda Miller. Begin your journey of self-exploration and learning. Join certified professional coach Brenda Miller in a client-coach partnership. For more information, call Brenda at 206-529-8282. That's 206-529-8282. Or visit BrendaMiller.org. That's BrendaMiller.org.
The author of the book, 68 Seconds to Becoming Wealthy, Louie Moss, wants you to join him.
You're fired!
You won't have to be concerned with these devastating words from your boss anymore. Most people would love to get involved with real estate investing, but they don't have the energy or the time to go out and look at houses all day long, month in and month out. Nouveau Riche provides a team of experts to do the work for you. Remodeling will be finished if it's an older house. If the house is brand new, no remodeling will be required. You will enjoy instant equity with as little as $350 down payment on some of our houses if you qualify. There is no limit on how many you can buy. If you're trainable, they will show you a plan so you can earn $1,000 to $6,000 per sale. Operators are standing by. 1-800-641-7918. Again, the number is 1-800-641-7918.
Business,
sports,
religion,
legal,
pets,
entertainment.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm here with Brenda Miller, Radical Awareness Coach, and we have a fabulous caller on the line. We have Nima. Thank you so much, Nima, for joining the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right. We'll
That's
have
okay.
Chris,
no,
Chris will turn it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys, I'm really intrigued by today's conversation about being stuck.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to get some caller feedback. I can tell you that, you know, I run a business, and I'm sitting here in my home office right now, and I really would like to actually move. I feel that the place that I am, I own a condo, but I feel like the vibration of this condo does not meet the vibration that I feel within me, and I'd like to change. I'd like to move, and I'm feeling stuck because I haven't produced the kind of momentum in my business to generate the income that would allow me to feel comfortable going out into the real estate marketplace to find the kind of home that I want for myself and my daughter. And so you were about to talk about emotions, and I know there are definite emotions and crust involved in what I'm going through, so I just wanted to get some of your feedback.
Okay, so, you know, Brenda, so did you hear the question?
I did. So,
okay,
so
great
said,
question. There's a few things going on here.
Yeah. Then you're saying you want feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, what you've got a lot of things going on there. Is it Nima?
Yes.
Yep.
Hi.
It.
Okay. So, Nima, what just put out one thing here that you would like some conversation about. One piece of this thing. One piece of your of these issues that are going on. About
okay.
moving.
My living space as it is right now, how can I stop feeling frustrated about it and thinking about wanting to, basically I want to create an environment where I can support myself in generating income
okay.
and not feel bad about the space that I'm in.
Okay, so you're asking how can I start to feel better? Really, you want to know how can you start to feel better is your question.
I want to feel good, yes.
Okay, so my as a coach, I would not be giving you answers necessarily, okay?
Right.
If you and I were in coaching, I'd be asking you a lot of questions that would assist you to get to the answers yourself.
Okay.
And I'm happy to give you a complimentary session after the show, by the way, if you want to call me.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah, as I would for anybody listening. I'm willing to give a 45-minute complimentary session, and that may do you really well, okay? That may do really good stuff for you, just that 45 minutes. However, in the short run, I do have a little bit of advice to give you.
Okay.
Which is not my coaching hat. This is kind of like a consulting hat that I'm wearing with you right now.
Okay.
And I would say to you to be in the moment, okay, get into what's going on right now in the moment in your life, and be as much in the moment of your life as you can, each moment of your life, instead of being in the future or being in the past, okay? And we'll talk about that probably after you hang up a little bit.
Sure.
And one of the ways you can do that, there's a great book called The Power of Now. Have you ever heard of that?
I've read it.
Are you reading? Are you following the lessons now, Nima?
It's funny. I read it 4 years ago, and I thought to myself that it's time for a refresher reading.
There you go. See how we're on the same page. So that's because, you see, when you stay in the moment, you realize that everything is exactly perfect in the moment. Each moment
right.
is all that's here. And
yes.
in the moment, you can make plans for the next moment without the anxiety that's going on and racing and taking charge of your life all the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in the short run, for the little bit of time that we have and the advice that I'm willing to give you as opposed to having you find out your own advice for yourself, that's really what I can offer you right now, Nima.
Stay in the moment. Oh, yes. It's and I've really been working to do that. To stay. It's the mind, like you talk about, the mind is so active. And,
yep.
And I'm just getting all of this noise, and that noise creates frustration and anxiety. And
yep. So, you know, one of the values in working with someone like a coach, like myself, and of course I'm giving myself a shameless piece of plug here, is that on a regular basis, you get to have a conversation about this kind of thing.
Yep.
And it assists you to walk through your life and create a plan that's in accordance with your values and to move forward and get to be who you really are at the bottom of yourself and do what you need to do to have what you want in your life.
Yeah, and you know, I would say, let me give you, as Brenda would say, let me also suggest something to you, and that is this. When you're in that moment and you're in your condo, right, the thing that I would invite you to do is to look around through the eyes of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a way for you to sit down and do what I call a quick list and to jot down all of the things that you are grateful about regarding this place that you live.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you said you own it.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay. So,
sure.
You know, it doesn't have to be a long, elaborate exercise. You know, what I call a lot of these rapid fire exercises because I challenge people to do their 10-second list.
Mm.
So that's, you know, I think that's what we're talking about. When you're here in the moment and you want to shift your vibration, that would be one thing to think about real quick.
Absolutely.
Don't you think, Brenda?
I couldn't agree more. That would be absolutely part of absolutely.
That's
it. Anything. Yeah, it really does work, too, because when you're doing that, when you're being grateful, you can't be unhappy. You know,
they can't coexist.
Two thoughts can't occupy the same space.
That's right. They're not going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need to then strengthen my gratitude vibration so it can overtake that fear one. That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. You're awesome.
Bye, Nima.
Take care now.
Have a good one. Thank you. Yeah, I think. You know how we say that, you know, we do these radio shows and we always hear something that we absolutely need to hear for ourselves?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know that this living in the moment, I read that book years ago and I did an intensive workshop around it about the same time, and it really changed my life.
Well, you know, I think we all go through, you know, there are different ways for each and every one of us to figure out what it means to be in the moment. And, you know, let's have this conversation because this is, we're talking about this, being in the moment, being in the now, being grateful for the moment now. That doesn't mean, and this is, I think, a misunderstanding when people read this book, The Power of Now, that doesn't mean that you don't set goals, that you don't have a bird's eye view of what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you sit in the moment and you don't think. And Nima, if you're listening, I think this conversation would be directed towards your question. It doesn't mean that you sit in the moment and you don't think about your future. You don't think about, I'm sitting here in this place and I'd really like to move. We're not saying that you don't create. What I call it is the power of next. And what that means is that you're thinking in this moment as you're enjoying it, you're not taking your eye off the target, right, Brenda?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess.
But I think people misunderstand that book.
No. I agree with you because I get questions all the time. How can I set goals if I'm staying in the moment?
Exactly.
Isn't goal setting about the future? And absolutely, in this moment, every moment, it's fine to plan for the future. But be in the energy. The important thing I think about what Pat and I are talking about is that have the energy, have your power turned into the moment, onto the moment you're in. So that's why Pat's saying do a gratitude list, because when you do a gratitude list, your feeling is joyful. It's grateful. And if you start to create a goal for the future, feeling grateful, that same energy vibration will be thrown into, will shift over to the goal that you want to project out into the future.
Well, in the work that you and I do, one of the most powerful things that I know that you'll agree with is when you see somebody, you know, I don't know what chakra this might be, but it, you know, when the light goes on after they've created a vision for themselves.
Probably it starts with the third chakra, which is, I mean, sixth chakra.
Okay.
Third eye, right?
I mean, but, you know, have you seen, I mean, don't
yeah.
you, isn't it an amazing process?
It's
after,
an aha, yeah.
It's an aha.
Absolutely.
It's the aha moment. It's the moment where people have said, and Nima just said it, I mean, in his brief question, he really articulated what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, how can you get in that, you know, the broad brush question of being stuck, how can you pull out, how can you tease out of that the what I call the MMs, the magnificent moments, the things that he absolutely wants in his life. And he has got several of them right in there. Isn't that amazing, Brenda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all he needs is someone or something to assist him to sift it out.
Just sift it out.
Sift
and
it
that's
out.
About the power.
Exactly.
This is about the power.
Right. And this is another example about everybody has it. It's all within you, the listener. It's all within you. It's just about figuring out how to get it out, how to get unstuck. Where do I go next?
Yeah, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. But when we come back, Brenda and guess who? Dr. Pat. We're going to tell you about some places in our lives where we've been, like, stuck. Very stuck. And we're going to talk about that and what that's like because, you know, what I believe is that if you're going to step out there and teach people how to get unstuck, show your credentials, let people know that this is a place where you've been but you're not there any longer. We're going to give you some real tips on what worked for us, what you can do, and, you know, how you can get what you need to realize power, power, you've got the power. So we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we will be back with Brenda Miller, our closing segment, because this is about you knocking it up a notch so that you can absolutely step into your power. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm loving you every minute of every day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bringing the world together. You're listening to America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenix, a unique cleaning nutritional system. Find out why well-known authors Jack Canfield, co-author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, both use and endorse this amazing nutritional technology. Thousands of people just like you are benefiting from this breakthrough cleansing nutritional and fat-burning program. Find out how you can benefit by calling 800-550-0742. That's 800-550-0742. And listen to Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Don't diet. Take control of your health. Cleanse, revitalize, and rejuvenate with Isagenix. Imagine losing 5 to 15 pounds in 9 days with our unique cleansing nutritional system. Call 800-550-0742.
Hi, this is Jack Canfield, and you're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat Basile.
Are you ready to move onward and upward physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Shift happens through professional coaching with Brenda Miller. Begin your journey of self-exploration and learning. Join certified professional coach Brenda Miller in a client-coach partnership. For more information, call Brenda at 206-529-8282. That's 206-529-8282. Or visit brendamiller.org. That's brendamiller.org.
Go, go, goji! Author of the Vitamin Bible, Dr. Mindell, has discovered the most nutritionally dense food on the planet, and it comes in the form of a delicious juice. Here are some of the results.
Rocky, Jackson, Mississippi. I had severe arthritis from a back injury. In 2 days, I had no more pain.
This is Ray Riedel from Yakima, Washington. My blood sugar count dropped 60 points in the first 10 hours thanks to Goji juice.
Joni from Florida. I had an irregular heartbeat for the past 40 years. I feel wonderful now.
I had high cholesterol. In just 5 days, it dropped from 230 to 167. Thank you, Goji Juice.
Call in and ask for your free copy of the Women's World Weekly Magazine article on this major, major breakthrough, the Himalayan Goji Juice. And don't forget to request a free copy of the Himalayan Health Secret. Call now, 1-800-301-5990. That's 1-800-301-5990. And remember, go, go, goji.
Business. Sports. Religion. Legal. Pets. Entertainment.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you'd like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Brenda Miller, a certified professional coach, radical forgiveness coach, and her own concept, radical awareness. And we are talking about power, power. Who's got the power? Thank you so much again, Brenda, for joining the show today. You know, really pumping it up a bit here. And I said before the break that we would talk about our own stuckness. And what I'd like to ask you about, and we were just chatting about this during the break. Again, these break moments are unbelievable. You know, here we are, you know, you and me, we're sitting here and we have a vision for ourselves and for how we want to help people in the world. And we raise the bar on our vision.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Finish what you were saying.
Well, you know, even us, with all the tools we have, as we raise the bar, you know, this notorious crust ball here and there, or whatever we want to call it, the gremlins, you know, they show up for the ride.
Yep. And so you and I think what you're saying is, so you and I even, I mean, I'm just assuming.
We do.
I'm assuming, though, that for most of your life, as it is for me, I feel very powerful. I'm in my power most of the time. And then when I do raise the bar on myself, all of a sudden, where is it? Where's the power? It's like, what happened to it? And that's what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely, because let me just explain what I mean when we raise the bar. When we talk about that, you know, as I work with the people that I work with and you work with, you know, we get to that place in the process where we talk about vision. And so each and every one of us needs to have a vision. You can be in the now and have a vision. Actually, it is really important to do that. But as you look for that vision, the mind may tell you, I'm not good enough. I can't get it. You're not worth it. You know, so forth and so on. You're dreaming too much. You'll never get paid well for the... I mean, I could go on with the list, right?
Exactly. And another thing is, let me talk about not having a vision. Okay.
I've been there too.
Right. Because if you don't have a vision, you get... If you're in a place like you and I, which is what I mean by that is feeling pretty powerful most of the time,
right.
Owning our power. For me, if I don't have a vision, I'm going to speak for myself. What happens is, all of a sudden, I go along feeling really great, and all of a sudden, I get up one morning and I feel flat.
Flat is a good word.
Flat. I feel totally flat, and I can spend days in thinking, oh, what's going on? Because I already know something is off. If I don't feel really clean, clear, excited, good, something's off, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens is, if I don't create the vision starts to pull me. I mean, this is me. Owning my power, knowing that if I want to feel powerful, I've got to raise the bar on myself.
Totally.
I can't just drift. I can't be satisfied with just being okay. So what I'm saying is that all of you people out there who have gotten to where you think you wanted to get, I have a big surprise for you. There's more.
There is more.
There's more.
And it's exciting.
It's very exciting. And the way your own being is going to let you know that is one day you may go from feeling extremely excited and powerful and wake up feeling kind of flat. Don't be alarmed. This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're being called to go to the next level for yourself.
Now, you said something earlier, and I want to get back to it. That's how we're bringing this conversation full circle. You said something earlier, and I want to get back to it, because as you raise the bar and you present yourself and you are open, and this is what you talked about before, and you're in your power,
yeah,
right? What happens with that is you get to hear the many voices. What you said earlier was you have to really know how to pay attention to the true self within you.
Yeah, I did, and I call it the wise self, and Pat's calling it the true self, and it doesn't matter what you call it. But the point is, the reason Pat feels the way she does when she gets out of her power, or I feel, I'm speaking for you, Pat, but I'm assuming
you're right,
is because it's fear.
Oh, my God.
It's fear.
Doubt and whatever
and
else.
Worry. Yeah, fear, doubt, worry, feeling unworthy, those old unworthy feelings come back. All of a sudden, what's happening is that we are afraid. Fear is a surefire thing that this is the way your ego mind or your crust ball tries to keep you away from listening to your wise self or your true self. This is how it works. Because fear is nothing more than a separator. It separates you from other people. It separates your physical self from your higher self, from really listening and getting plugged into, in a clear way, what is next for me from source.
That's right.
And it's about fear. And we all, fear is a physical, as long as we're on this planet, we're likely not to get rid of this fear thing. However, getting back to the conversation before, when we are afraid, just know it is manageable. Don't let the fear get you by the tail and run your life.
No, I mean, it could kick you right in the butt.
It's exactly. Really
not the. And so, you know, the conversation to bring this so that you all know that what we're talking about here is this level of stuckness that will take your power away from you and remind you, as Brenda said, power, power, who's got the power? You've got the power, I've got the power, Brenda's got the power, and we do this show, and Brenda does the work that she does so that each and every one of us can be reminded of how powerful we really are. And so for those of you that are listening, let's give folks an exercise, you know, for them to do. From my perspective, when you get these negative thoughts that are creeping in your mind, in your brain, and you don't know what to do, what I'd like to say to you is carry around a post-it pad with you. Write those negative things down on there, tear it off, crumble it up, and throw it out, because it is not the truth of you. And Brenda, in the emotional scheme of staying with that, that is also, isn't there a way for people to raise their emotional vibration?
I don't know if you've got a particular answer of mine. I was very engrossed in what you were saying. Emotionally speaking, to me, this fear. And I don't even know if we have time to go into this, but the fear.
That's why you're coming back.
Yeah, the fear wears many, many faces, and a lot of it has got to do with unworthiness feelings, and those unworthiness feelings have got to do with things that are not true about you. This is about being authentic, finding out who am I really, and honoring that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where I go with the emotional piece of it. And to me, there's no quick way out of this except to really dig into it, which is some of the work that I do with people.
Absolutely. Yep, you can't just skim over it. If it's showing up in a conversation with, you know, one of our clients, it's right there, and we help them get through it.
And the risk, I don't know how much time we have, but
a few minutes.
The risk of not owning your personal power, the risk of just living life flat and not full out, the risk is that eventually, because those chakras, one or more of them, will be blocked if you're feeling flat, and that's not okay in a healthy way. Your energy is stuck somewhere. So eventually, you will exhibit symptoms of the dis-ease of your body
and
your mind.
Discomfort.
Right. And it's going to show up as a physical, mental, and or emotional disease or breakdown, which can be as slight as a headache or a backache or as serious as a life-threatening disease, illness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not okay not to understand that you are powerful.
Absolutely.
And it's what you're about. It's what you came here to be. We all came here to own our power. It's part of what we're here to do and to be and to share ourselves with ourselves, especially, and each other.
Thank you so much for bringing that up, because that is why we're here. We are here as magnificent beings. That is what it is about. Brenda Miller, you are fabulous. Why don't we give out your website and, again, mention the upcoming work that you'll be doing.
Great. It's Brenda Miller. It's www.brendamiller.org. And my phone number is 206-529-8282. I'll be doing a radical forgiveness ceremony June 18th, which I think is before I'm on your next show.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Seattle Central Community College. You can reach them directly and enroll at 206-587-5448. There's a full description of this ceremony on my website, and you can shortcut all that. Just give me a call, and I'll tell you what it's about.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Nima, for calling in and really presenting that question that I know so many people have, you know, for themselves. We are here on Voice America every Thursday. We love you out there. I have made the commitment to bring you outstanding programming, and that is exactly what we're doing. Brenda Miller today, next week Dr. John DeMartini, and in several weeks Stedman Graham will be with us as well. We have many, many people we're bringing to you, because this show is for you. It is what I'm passionate about. It's what Brenda's passionate about. It's so that each and every one of us, you included, can live life full out, realize your dreams, and be the magnificence that you were meant to be. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here each and every week. I am on voiceamerica.com, America's Voice. Love you, love you, love you. Make yourselves a great week. We'll see you right here next Thursday. Thank you, Brenda. You're the best.
Thanks, Pat. Pat, you will.
Thank you for joining us today for Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Crust Busting with Dr. Pat can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com. For a copy of today's program or to learn more about Crust Busting, visit www.crustbusting.com.